Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Sobriety. Moving further every day. Plenty of young cats still got affection for real spitters. Hair of the dog got good reason to feel.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your host, David Von Strong and Leslie M. Scott Jones. And now, here's David.
Oh my God. Hello, Charlottesville! It is Sunday! It is November 18th. And really?
Yeah, I'm doing the beginning.
We doing stuff over here.
I don't know, Will. I am, because she's got back from wonderful, probably the most wonderful.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to let her talk. But as far as y'all know, this is Homegrown, your show about local art here in the progressive, the new burgeoning Charlottesville, 94.7 WPVC. I am David Von Strong, a.k.a. the Devious One, a.k.a. Nefarious Rucker, a.k.a. Negro Suave, a.k.a. Black Frodo.
Because it's defeat.
Yes,
it's defeat.
We got to see the Red Flintstone feet. Try and get
but
through Trump's
okay.
America.
We love you anyway.
Trying to get through Trump's America.
Clinton's singing this morning.
Trump's America, the new hell on earth. Coming soon. Coming now, actually. All right. Well, it's been so long, but I have to say, with me as always, well, with me now, as always, should be always, forever and all time, is the lovely, the loquacious, the lascivious Leslie M. Scott Jones, back from London. Holy alliteration. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Speak on it, girl. How
Two
was it?
2 weeks in the UK. Oh, my God. It was so amazing. So I spent the first week in Stansted.
I don't know where that is.
It is out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Literally like 2 hours from everything. But it was at this beautiful castle, basically, where I was taking classes at Arthur Findlay College. And then the second week, we just like palled around London and its boroughs. Mm-hmm. Me and my best friend from high school. And yeah. 2 weeks.
Y'all were getting into it.
Oh, it was like the amazing girl trip. Like,
yeah.
So we stayed in Hammersted, and we visited Peckham for a day, and then Camden for a day. Can I just tell you, Camden has this amazing street market that like takes over like four different streets, and all of these artisans like set up booths. And it's all
yeah, I know, like beer and hot dog vendors and like everything.
Oh my God!
Oh, we're
and
not talking about Camden Yards.
No. We're talking about like
my bad.
We're talking about like I mean, metal workers and t-shirt artists and tattoos. I got a tattoo in Camden.
What?
Yes, by this lovely man named Sergey.
Of course. You would want the man to do your tattoos.
Well, and the cool thing. Okay, so
sit down. Do not move.
The shop was
you
called.
You move, I shoot you.
The shop was called The Evil in the Needle, and I saw that, and yes, and I saw that, and I was like, oh yeah, that's where I'm getting.
All right,
my
all right. Yes. You dropped across your way over London. You had a wonderful time, but you did have a life changing event. In that
yes.
time.
Oh my God. So
speak on it.
I'm taking a break from one of my classes, and I look at my phone, and my daughter has called me, and I'm like, what in the hell? So I call her back, and I'm like, hey, baby girl, what's going on? And she's like, well, I was just calling, you know, I'm here by myself, and I'm a little uncomfortable. You're a little uncomfortable. What do you mean? What's going on? Well, you know, these Braxton Hicks are really kicking my butt, and I'm like, Braxton hit. I'm like, okay, well, you know, just stay on the phone with me. Let's, you know, time that and see what's going on. And, you know, they're 7 minutes apart and they're lasting about 3 or 4 minutes. And I was like, no, baby, this is not Braxton Hicks. Baby, you in labor. You in labor. So I'm going to need you to hang up with me and call your doctor. And I'm going to call your grandmother and we're going to get you to the hospital. And about 36 hours later,
Damn.
I have
home.
I know.
Poor Neil.
I have a beautiful grandbaby.
Yay! Yes. So I just wanted to celebrate the moment. Yes. Let's make it quick because we got guests. But I did get you some presents.
You did?
Because of the wonderful moment. And I missed you. So uh-huh. I got you some Metamucil. Because, you know, you get into that age. So for the fiber, when you don't get regular.
Excuse
and all
me?
That. Yeah. And I also got you. These are not presents. I got you a pill reminder for when you start to, you know, when your medication goes. Because you get into that age. So it's like you're going to want to, like. So
this?
I got you this.
We on the air. I can't call you, but I'm going to call you.
It's all right. So you can thank me later.
I will thank you later.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to thank you later.
Happy birthday, Mimi. I didn't get you anything for your birthday either, so this all equates.
Oh, this is my birthday?
Yeah.
This is my birthday.
It's to remind you, because I want you to live forever, and I don't want you to not take your pills when you're going to have to take a whole bunch of pills right now. Because
I know exactly where this pill box going. I know exactly where this pill box is.
I'm so funny, but we've taken up too much time just goofing off. Let's get to our guests. We have wonderful guests. Ty Cooper is in the house once again. Talking about Mingle, which premiered last night at the Paramount.
Yeah.
LK Schwendig is the assistant director. Precious Coleman is the actor playing Aura. They killed it. I just watched the 11-minute portion of it.
It is 11 minutes.
Yeah. So I watched the whole thing.
You watched the whole thing, baby.
Is it Vimeo or Vimeo?
Vimeo. 11:30.
Okay. Yeah, but it was dope.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
As soon as I saw the dude on the can with the tie, I was like, I can relate.
Right?
I can relate.
Right?
All Brothers was like, yeah, we've been there.
Yeah.
Talking to our mama while taking a D.
Ever.
Thank you.
Life.
Let me tell you about that, man, because, you know, I meant to say it last night on stage, too, and I didn't. That's one thing I do when I'm on when I'm talking to my mom. Now, my mother is not Tyler's mom. Far from it. But every conversation that I have with my mom when I'm in my apartment is typically while I'm on the toilet.
Oh, really?
And what happens, because, you know, I wake up in the morning.
Nobody needed to know that.
No, but I wake up in the morning, I cleanse myself, and during that time, I think of my mom. So I call her. And she always say,
word.
She know I wake up like 6 o'clock in the morning every morning. So she was like, what you doing? You taking care of business? I say, well, kind of. And she said, what you doing? I say, well, I'm on the toilet. Boy, you ain't had to tell me that. I said, mom, you asked me, mom.
You told me to be honest, mom.
Yeah, so that's why I wrote that
in. And I'm going to be real with you, 100.
Yeah, that's why I wrote that in there.
So we had
an amazing writer named Elisa Real. She had two projects in Cannes Film Festival consecutive years. But we all have different backgrounds, right?
Okay.
And different experiences. So when she wrote that first scene, well, she wrote the whole thing, but when I saw that first scene, I was like, yeah, I mean, rewrite it. And I told her, she was real cool with it. And that's one thing about it, man. You have a good writer. Yeah. She's secure. She's secure in herself. She wasn't territorial.
Right.
So we went back and forth, and I rewrote the whole first scene and then sent it to her. And she was like, all right. And she still didn't want to do the toilet thing. Remember? She still wanted to go.
Like, I'm still kind of on the fence about this.
Tyler's supposed to have been getting dressed,
right,
like in his bedroom, picking out clothes, and the mom, he's probably asking the mom for advice. And mm-hmm. I was like, nah, let's go totally, just trust me on it.
All right.
And she trusted me, and it worked out well.
Well, we might be getting too much inside already, because, Mingle is a film about what? Mingle is a short film about what? If you could, like, give me my elevator speech, like, right here.
Right?
I'm Tyler Perry.
No pressure, right?
Trying to sell this joint.
So I think we've all had these experiences with dating where we've had these just real terrible stories, horror stories.
Mm.
And so what better way than to capture that on film and talk about these horror stories and these terrible experiences that we've had.
Right.
And that's why Mingle is so relatable and so great, because no matter who you are, you can find yourself in this film somewhere.
Right.
And we talk about the ups, the downs, the relationships with his mother, mm-hmm. you know, how many of us have had our parents ask us, when you going to settle down?
Right.
When you're going to get married?
What?
When you going to take that step?
I already told my people, stop. Stop asking.
You know?
Stop.
It will never happen.
It will happen when it happens. You know, watch pot never boil. You keep asking. It ain't going to happen.
So it's fun. It's fun. We wanted to make it fun.
Right on. So, Ty, is this shot in 70 millimeter? This is beautiful.
I wish. Thank you, though.
No, I mean, I was like, yo, the quality on this is stellar.
16.9, baby. 16.9.
No, but,
What I did do is I put the, 185 letter balls on it.
Okay.
So
right. Yeah.
Make it look more
official.
Yeah,
it looks definitely official. That's why I was like, whoa. That's why I was like waiting for it to like keep going. So talk about how all of you got like intertwined into this project and like met each other and was like, we doing this, and how it got to Paramount. So you start,
like,
Ms. Precious.
Tell our amazing story.
Well, it kind of felt like divine intervention. And I know it's going to sound so cliche because it just the way things happen.
Okay.
It was weird. It was weird. And I'm looking at you like, he got a joke somewhere.
No. I was trying to be funny about it. I was like, no, but this,
somewhere.
No, it's got a story. And
but
I want to hear how it all like.
Ty and LK knew each other from working together at Sundance. So they had came from down this way already together. Now, the rest of us kind of met each other at the event. So the event was an AT&T Create-A-Thon, which just allow indie filmmakers to come together and network. And so that was like the beautiful thing. I met Ty and LK in line along with Matthew West, who plays Tyler. And it was just like my anxiety level was like on 10. But everyone just kind of came, they gravitated, and it just made it easier for me to just come in and be like, okay.
You were anxious getting involved in the project?
I was anxious getting involved with people because it's like in the creative world, you never know what you're going to expect. Mm. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
True.
But it just seemed
especially in filmmaking.
Especially
as a black woman.
Woman. Right. And there's a lot of egos, but I honestly can say 110% that these guys have zero ego whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes Mingle so special is that Ty allowed everyone to come forth with their ideas. Mm-hmm. He's always asking, what do you think about this, and you have any insight? I want to get your insight. And LK is making
sure. Like Dame Dash on the phone.
I'm looking. I'm like, and LK is super nurturing, super coming for. Like she pulls the best out of people. And then there's me that just makes sure everything run smoothly. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the job.
Oh, she's the boss. Don't get it confused. Yes. She's an actress in the film, but she was the assistant director. And like, let me tell you, when she says cut and gives you direction,
you need to do it. So I'm hearing a constant theme. I'm hearing there was no territoriality. I'm hearing there was no ego. It seems like full collaboration and integration in this project was paramount, no pun intended, to the making of this film.
Absolutely.
So was it like kind of like a pre-production, like, yo, before we do anything, this is what we're about. Like, this is what we're trying to work on. Or was it just like organically, like, this is
it
just how we're going to work?
It was just very organic.
Organic, yeah.
Like, we came together and we sat in a Starbucks until they kicked us out.
You bought stuff. I got the coffee.
You
know. I got the scone.
I got
the chocolate chip coffee scone.
Exactly.
I get pumpkin spice. Yeah. Anything pumpkin spice.
Exactly.
Just don't call. Don't call the cops. Paying customer.
We all had a cup in our hands. Let me tell you that, right? So at this Create-A-Thon, it's 48 hours. You have 48 hours to make a film.
Right.
And, you know, we had to pull it together.
It did.
48 hours with strangers you don't know. And we had a large group. It was like, what, 8 of us? It was very organic. We said, this is the idea that we're going with. This is what we want to do. We didn't sleep.
No.
It sounds like that's one thing that you can't sleep for.
No.
It's like, just sleep on beforehand. Because
right.
Exactly.
We ain't sleeping these next 2 days.
Well, Ty's used to not sleeping, so.
Yeah.
I knew she was going to.
Yeah.
He's like a vampire.
He really doesn't. He's always doing something.
You call Ty at 3 a.m.
And he's up.
He's like, yeah, I'm working on such and such. And yeah, what's up with you?
And no, it's true, because the other night I texted him to like give him my details for when I would come. I was coming down. And I'm like, sorry for the late text. I know you're probably sleeping. He's like, no, I'm just up.
But I mean, that's really what it takes to be successful.
Right, exactly.
Many irons in the fire. Many irons in the fire.
Very much so.
We
got
to do a drop?
Yeah, we got to do a drop.
All right, we got to pay some bills. We're going to be right back. This is amazing, y'all. We're going to talk more about Mingle. Okay, Schwendig, Precious Coleman, Ty Cooper. This is Homegrown. Drop!
This is filmmaker Lorenzo Dickerson, and you're listening to The Homegrown Show, the show about local art on WPVC 94.7.
17 minutes exactly past the hour. That's amazing. This is Homegrown, your show about local art here on 94.7 WPVC. Stay tuned after the show for the Sunday morning wake-up call and more awesome programming here on this station. We bring it. We bring the hotness like we're doing right now. Precious Coleman, okay, Schwendig, Ty Cooper talking about the new short film Mingle that just showed last night at the Paramount. How does it feel to get this thing finally out on a big screen? To see the crowd like reaction, because I'm sure y'all heard it at the Create-A-Thon, right? And everybody was like, "Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome.
Half sleep,
that's, can we go now?
Right.
Can we go?
Right.
Can we go? Right. Yeah, kind of. Right? Yeah, because it's different when you perform like when you perform comedy in front of comedians and when you perform comedy in front of people. Because comedians are not people. I don't care what anybody says. That's another thing here and there. That's another philosophy I have.
Hey, Chris.
Chris Allen knows exactly what I'm talking about. We'll talk about it. But Mingle. How's it feel to get this thing off the
big screen? The reason why I'm talking about it, because when I first tested on the screen last, I did a test. It was a few days ago, just to make sure everything, you know, looked good and everything. And I was so impressed when I saw it on that big screen. Because, see, at the Create-A-Thon for AT&T, that was a small screen by comparison. Right. So this one, you know.
Much smaller.
I mean, you know, when it's large screen, you could really see if your framing is off, if your composition is off. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you
everything is exposed.
Yeah, it's definitely exposed. Like on this little phone, it don't look half bad.
Right.
But on a big screen, it could look really horrible.
Right.
And so the headphone was good. You know, the framing composition where I like the most. Mm-hmm. And I like artistic shots. Mm-hmm. So, like, I had some shots where, you know, you can see, like, Tyler was in the mirror, you know, in the beginning. He was getting ready to go out.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a toilet, had to push in and then to pull it out. And then when he was in the bathroom and doing the date scene, you know, with the mirror.
Pull out. Yeah. I was like, oh, what's that?
Yeah, I forgot to be on radio, so it could come off wrong.
No, but there's a lot of simplistic yet well framed shots. I like the shot at the end in the crosswalk.
Yeah.
Things like that. The specific date scenes where it's just like that simple, like one frame, but it's like that long shot that's kind of continuous.
Man.
It just really, I mean, and that just really shows like the actors and
That's how I got it.
That's my style now. Ty, how did I know that you'd be a fan of the Coen Brothers?
Oh, my God.
How did I know?
Country for Old Men? Jesus.
Oh, man.
Hey, Big Lebowski is one of the best ever.
Let me just say this before I pass it back to Precious and LK. I want to let people know, those who didn't come to the show last night in the screening, that Mingle just got his second award. We got honorable mention for International Film Festival. But now we got the grand jury. We got the grand jury award for the first short film. And so we go. Yeah, thank you. So we be in New York December 7th receiving that award, and then we got selected into a film festival in a monthly film screening in LA, and that's going to be screened either in December or January. They're going to give me the exact dates in January and December when they let everyone know.
Okay.
So we're going to try to go out there. Well, they called me to ask me, can I be present? So I said, not even knowing.
So that means they want to show it.
Right. Yeah,
they don't want to be like, we'll accept this in his honor or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That means you're up for something.
Yeah, hopefully. Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. I try not to read too much into it, but they definitely going to screen it. So, you know, this is a big deal for me, man. And for us because for me it's my first short narrative film. That's my first short I ever shot. Mm-hmm. I shoot documentaries.
You do documentaries
and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But so it was really good to work with them and so Precious, you know, she haven't even talked about her credits. So her credits are long and extensive. she's been what was the commercial? I'll let you talk about it. She's in this commercial as like a teenager or a kid. I'm like, yo, is that Precious? So I had to go to her IMDb page because because one of the film festivals we were part of and got the honorable mention, that entitled us to have our IMDb page. Mm-hmm. So I looked at hers and I saw it and I was like, this is her. I looked up her credits and I was like, wow. So, you know, I was impressed by that. She didn't tell us that really. She told us that she, you know, she's a SAG member for since a child, but she didn't tell us why. So she has it. So I'm done. Thank you, everyone. For supporting me.
That's all I got to say. And another thing, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, so to tell you guys a little bit about me, I've been acting since I was 8 professionally.
She's 12 now.
I've been a member of SAG for 18 years, and I've done movies such as Disappearing Acts, Royal Tenenbaums, and a couple other things. But for me, this is my first time being an assistant director. And I just am very appreciative of the fact that Ty allowed me, one, the opportunity to be a female assistant director and allowed me the opportunity to, you know, show some knowledge and work a part of the film. It was crazy. And he trusted me. Which,
can I throw a quick question in?
Sure.
How much of your acting experience did you find set you up for assistant directing?
Everything, because that's the first thing I was looking for. Now, Ty was looking at the composition of the frames and was looking at lighting and looking at other technical things. And I was looking for those things, but not as much as the acting, because my big thing is believability. A lot of people go into acting and they think that, oh, well, it's just me pretending to be someone else.
Right.
No, it's you as that individual.
Exactly.
It's, you're inserting yourself. And so, I love the snack.
Sorry.
I love it. Don't give me
like,
I love
right
it.
Right there with you.
Yeah,
so,
you
like, it infuriates me. It infuriates me when people are like, you're just like pretending to be someone else, then you're just having a ball in a sandbox. And it's like, no, I'm like inserting my pain and my trauma and my all of my experience into this experience.
And that's the thing. That is the thing.
But you have to understand that David inserts his pain and his trauma into every experience.
Everything.
Yeah.
That's what hurt. So it's
I'm a little intense.
Like with Aura. Quickly, I'll just throw this out there. With Aura, a lot of people consider her to have an attitude, and I won't say no names, but she doesn't. I think
she doesn't.
She just knows what she wants, and that's the part of me that had to come out. Is I know that this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Talking about me.
I do, and a lot of guys mistake it for
for something else,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Hands up.
Yeah, yeah. Intimidation. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
So, all right, LK, you've had quiet over there.
I'm just talking about
your experience in this.
I am enjoying this so much. So my background is in writing and directing. So similar to Ty, I've always been in a documentary space. I just finished a book, and I have a documentary that's a companion piece to that book. And so I've always kind of been in that behind-the-scenes aspect of things. I've always been like a content creator. Mm-hmm. And it's like I have a vision and I think of something and I'm like, man, people would really love to see this. And so, you know, it's a little different because I've been writing since I was 8 years old as well. So, you know, I've kind of been doing this writing thing for a really long time. But with this particular project, like when I saw it and I said to Ty, I said, we have to go and we have to do this. Mm-hmm. It was like, I want to do something completely different. You know, I wanted to take a step back and learn, because we're in such a creative space with so many creatives, and I never want to stop growing, and I never want to stop growing personally and in my craft. Mm-hmm. So when Ty's a phenomenal person because he gives you the space mm-hmm. to really say, okay, what is it that you want to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had me in bathtubs with a boom. Let me tell you something, okay?
That's when you believe in somebody. It's like, this motherfucker better get us paid. We better be making some bread off this joint.
I have no upper body strength. And it was I dug deep from the ancestors to hold that chair, okay? I was calling on the souls because it was heavy, and I was just like, Lord, help me. Yeah, what did I get myself into?
But if it's meant to be, they'll get you through.
I just want every parent who's listening to this show right now to go find your 8-year-old kid who's sitting down watching TV and say, "What are you doing with yourself? What are you doing?"
No, but seriously, it's like this project is so near and dear to my heart because, like Precious was saying, like, we gelled so well, and it was so organic, and it wasn't something that was forced. It wasn't something that we're doing because we have to do it. And we really enjoy being in each other's space and learning from each other. I learned so much from these two and from the other castmates as well, because it's like, you know, everyone has a different perspective. Mm. And when you have so many different perspectives, you can find pieces of yourself in those perspectives and, like, man, just take away so much from that experience. So I loved it.
Well, this is what doing collaborative art is about. Meeting people, finding people to work with further and create bigger, longer, more extensive projects. I'm looking forward. Yeah, exactly.
That we will be talking about.
Yes, all the time. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Ty gonna put it all together. I think we know a few actors around the way.
Oh. You know,
I think I can get that fundage up, make that money.
And I just really also wanted to point out that I think it's important for Black filmmakers, no matter what you're doing, to expand upon the scope.
Yeah.
You do not have to make films in one particular genre because that's what people expect of you because you're a Black filmmaker.
Amen.
You can do things that are outside of what people expect of you and do it grand and do it great.
That's right.
Can I shout out actors? Shout out the crew.
Yeah.
So I want to give a big shout out. I don't know if they're watching, but these people were a pertinent part of making this movie. So Ulam Nam, amazing. She was Serena. the germaphobe, the crazy one.
Yeah.
The crazy one.
I was like, which one was the crazy one? It was all a little crazy.
Camille Jake, she's out of France. She lives in France. She lives in Paris. She was amazing. She was Isabella. Matt, of course, you know, he's the principal role. So, you know, he played Tyler. His facial expressions, immaculate. Mile, she played Evelyn. You know, she was the last one who he fell in love with. Richard Byrd, if you go to Richard Byrd,
I know Rich Byrd.
That's my guy. I grew up with him. So.
Yeah. I was actually saying that. I was like, that's another story. Four Men on the Couch. She did assistant directing for a play I was in New York. But that's my dude.
So that's my childhood friend. So everyone who hit that stage, Elisa, the writer, Fernando, you know, he was a production assistant coordinator. So, you know, I mean, we had a great team, we had great people, and it couldn't be possible without them. And the movie that we shot for AT&T, that was reshot for the one that you actually saw. Because the first one had to be 5 minutes or less.
Okay.
And we wanted to do something a little longer.
Okay.
Actually, it was Precious' idea. She asked me, can I re-edit? And I was like, no, let's just reshoot it. And I came back a couple months later and we reshot it. So that's how
it's a beautiful thing. Mingle, Ty. If you Google Ty Cooper Mingle like I did, you will find it.
Mingle the movie on Facebook.
And
right on.
We are also on Instagram.
What?
At Mingle the Movie. So make sure
for everybody,
for
the kids, for the people that want to feel like they're kids but they really ain't no more. It's for everybody.
I feel like that comment was for me.
No. That was kind of for me too. I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Forever young. Hey, we got to get to artistic events. Can we do artistic events?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. Black filmmakers, expand the scope. All right, here are just some of the artistic events happening this week, currently running through December 15th. the comedy Seven Mammoths Wonder New England. Yo, I'm going to have so much trouble saying that all month long at Live Arts Theater. Y'all know, American Shakespeare Center, Summer Fall Season, adaptation of Jane Austen's Emma, Man of Mode, Sir Flopping Flutter, Richard III, As You Like It by Shakespeare. It's always going down at the American Shakespeare Center. We got to be talking about them all the time. Currently running. Check out these exhibits by local artists. It's like an art exhibit in here. It's just so beautiful. Everything was just so beautiful. Check out these local exhibits by local artists. Tim Michaels, Ruminant. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Link up there. Tim Michaels, Ruminant, and Laura. You're on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. Laura called Gas Singers, Drawings from Nature at Chroma Projects Art Laboratory. Keep It Like a Secret. Enhanced Photography by Chelsea Hoyt at Top Knot Studio. Anna Bryant, Language of the Land at New City Arts Welcome Gallery. Collected Works on Paper by Lisa Maki and Maki or Mach?
It's Maki.
It's Maki. I'm sorry, Lisa. I can't say what it is. That was rude of me. Maki. And Pottery by Carol Grant. And Carol Grant, Fired Earth at the McGuffey Art Center. Last chance. Thank you, Clinton. Last chance. Sweeney Todd, the Damien Bob of Fleet Street at the Wayne Theater in Waynesboro. They've lost some shows due to the power being out. Called the theater to see if power is back on again. Waynesboro has been through some stuff.
There's a lot of ice over there.
There's a lot of everything over everywhere. Like this week has been no joke. So please, people, if you ain't got no power, please be safe. Get your gas on, all that good stuff. Coffee. Acidic reflux. Today, Chappal leads a glass-blowing ornament workshop at the McGuffey Art Center at 3 p.m. So if you want to get fancy and do everything for your fancy treat, it's going to be the joint. Okay. November 21st, comedian and former guest Winston Hodges hosts a Laugh Your Ass Off Thanksgiving Winstmas Games at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. The Winstmas.
That's cute.
Yeah. Winston's a nut. November 22nd, Clinton tries not to be that guy who talks about Native American betrayal, imprisonment, and genocide all through Thanksgiving. He's been very good about it so far.
So far,
it hasn't come up.
I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna hold out for the whole season though.
Clinton, you good? The death of the ring.
All right.
Bent Theater Comedy on November 23rd. They play the Bridge PAI, doing it once again. November 24th, Boom Boom Basics, Burlesques, and Entertainment presents Remakes. With the X in capital letters, I see what you did. Neo Burlesque and Variety Show at the X Art Park. Imagine that. Page number four. And for your music options this week.
Oh my goodness. All right. For your music options this week, Willie D.E. plays original folk tunes at Glass House Winery.
Willie D.E.
Guest conductor Damian Gupton leads the Charlottesville Symphony Orchestra in their performance of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony at the Martin Luther King Jr. Performing Arts Center at 3:30. What? Shrei Halev?
I think that's it.
Shrei Halev, Songs of the Heart. A concert in Hebrew, Yiddish, Ladino, and English at Congregation Beth Israel, led by music director and friend Sharon McCord at 4 p.m. Go on, Sharon, getting your music on. I love you. Six-Pack Songwriter Series continues with Chloe
Esther. It's back!
Rob Cheatham, Susie and the Pistols, Justin Storer, Rusty Spadell, and Andrew Neal playing to benefit the homelessness organization Pachum.
Hold on. Just got the email I sent out back for pronunciation. Shrei Halev.
That was quick.
That's beautiful.
Oh, that was from Jerry?
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Jerry's awesome. Jerry's amazing, actually.
All right, Six Pack Songwriter Series at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, 7 p.m. tonight. November 20th, Michael Ellswick and Company at Fellini's. The 21st, LG and Friends at the Whiskey Jar, Lynchburg's Bigfoot Country, and our own Mama Tribe play Thankful Dead, a Grateful Dead concert at the Jefferson Theater. November 22nd, What Says Being Thankful?
nothing like going to the club. DJ W spins the tunes at the
Get Your Booty Shake
Gnarly Turkey Bowl after party at Ix.
I'm thankful for this drink in my hand.
Right? Gonna need another one.
You know.
November 23rd, her checkered past at Glasshouse Winery. That sounds really... Okay, never mind. Camille and Whiskey... Oh, sorry. Chamomile and Whiskey, Lord Nelson, and Richmond Sawback plays Bluegrass, Americana, and Alternate Country. What's Alternate Country? Okay.
It's country and JNCO jeans.
At the Hanover Ball at the Jefferson Theater, local go-go R&B and funk group Ebony Groove hold a Thanksgiving reunion concert at the Ix. Oh, my God. Can I just tell you, this has been like 30 years since this band has gotten together. This is going to be the bomb. It's going to be bomb show. Okay.
Or it could be horrible.
It's going to be great. Shut up, David. Dusty Hedgehog at Wayland's Crossing Tavern. The Gladstones, Girly Nelly, Charlottesville's Peerless Ween tribute band, Peen, plays Rapture. That's all on the 23rd. 24th, South Canal Street at Stone Mountain Vineyards. It's a Matthew O'Donnell double shot, first at Hardywood Pilot Brewery.
Bang, bang!
Tap room at 3. And then that evening at Wayland's Crossing Tavern. Oh, my God. The 24th, Groove Train at the Jefferson Theater. Fiona Ballastieri and Seth Swingle are Silo, playing traditional music from England, Ireland, West Africa, and Appalachia at Dirty Nelly's.
You got the hard ones
Adar
this week.
Plays the Southern Cafe and Music Hall with Richmond's Joala Collective. Okay. Oh, God. Every Sunday, Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, the Bluegrass Jam at Front Porch Roots Music School. Charlottesville Friends of Old Time Music Weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Tango Music with Miles Pierce and Maddie Metcalf at the Bebedero. Red and the Romantics with Jar, the ATM unit at Rapture. Songwriter Night at the Local. Wow. Every Tuesday, Latin Guitar Night with Miles
Starting
Pierce and
to be wacky Monday.
At the Bebedero. The Ragged Mountain String Band at Whiskey Jar. Traditional Session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Every Wednesday, Open Mic Night at Pro Ray Nana Farm Bureau. Open Mic Night at Holly's Deli and Pub, hosted by Josh Mayo. Boom. Jazz Collective number 9 and Fellini's number 9. Bachata Fusion at the X Park. Blah. 502 Fossils at Shabin Pub and Bry. And Mike Rosetsky and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. And every Thursday, Umberto Sales and Vincent Horn at Dueling Maestros at the Bebedero.
Yes, yes, there's.
And.
Yes. John Durth!
At Miller's. Oh my God, that was a long list.
Because every Thursday you just gotta come down to Durth. Let's pay some bills. This is Homegrown. Drop!
Hey, this is Michael Clem. You were listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC.
38 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown, 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Starletsville? Yeah, it's now Starletsville.
You've changed the name.
I've changed the name.
Yeah.
Starletsville.
Like, yeah.
You're all stars.
It's like
Starletsville.
It's like changing the name of a statue.
Yes.
Or a park.
Starletsville. Yeah. I changed the world, y'all.
David, changing the world.
Shelly Cole is in the house. A wonderful friend of members of the show for a long, 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 long time.
Yes.
She's talking about As You Like It, a folk pop musical adaptation of Shakespeare's play by Shana Taub and Lori Woolery at the V. Earl Dickinson Building, PVCC, November 29th through December 2nd. Shelley, how you been?
Pretty good. Keeping busy.
Oh, well,
sounds
obviously.
Like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Wow. Alex. Okay, so folk and pop.
Yeah.
With As You Like It. So, first of all, for those people who have been living under a rock for, 400 and some years, what is As You Like It about?
Oh, no. So, like so many of Shakespeare's plays, it's about, you know, people pretending to be who they aren't. And uproars in the court and love. Mm. It really all comes down to
Shakespeare
love
never
and
talks
finding
about that.
Finding your right partner. Yeah.
Well, that's a thing.
So why a folk pop adaptation of such? And how did this idea first spawn? And who... it sounds like horrible.
See, this is what David does. He gives you 5 questions all at once, and then then expects you to remember all 5 when you answer.
And when was this cotton gin created? Go.
Okay. So, unfortunately, I cannot speak to why it was created, because it was created by Shayna Taub and Laura Woolery. Mm-hmm. But it's a wonderful musical adaptation with accessible music. It's it's not real highbrow. It's not at all highbrow. It's got a Hootenanny in it.
What?
When was the last time? When was the last time you were to Hootenanny?
I don't think I've ever been.
I was going to say, I can't say I've ever joined in a Hootenanny.
No.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
I hope to be allowed to a Hootenanny at some point.
You're absolutely welcome to the Hootenanny.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
If you have a Hootenanny, I will come. Definitely. Well, there you
November go. 29, 30, December 1st
no.
and 2nd.
All right, so I am ignorant, as I have proven many times on the show. I thought Shayna Taub and Laurie Woolery were two local artists that you just like met up with and like just decided that we were gonna like put together a show. But these are actual like composers, I guess, that
this show has got a wonderful history in that it was presented by Public Works in New York City back in 2017.
Okay.
And it was done at the Delacorte Theater, which is quite prestigious.
Yeah.
And it was actually done with a cast of about 200 people.
What?
Can you imagine?
It's like Les Mis.
It's just, and then some. It's just a celebration of community.
Whoa.
Wow.
And so we wanted to take that same idea and bring it to Stolitzville. On the stage at PBCC.
Spring it up!
So we've got this wonderful cast of about 18 that's mostly made up of students up at PBCC. But we've also invited a lot of other organizations in Charlottesville to participate.
Cool.
Claw.
Oh,
Claw.
Oh, fun.
Claw's going to be joining us.
Yeah.
We've got Fire in the Belly Belly Dancers.
What? Yes.
We've got an Afro cardio group with African drummers happening in the Forest of Arden.
All right.
And we've also got a Bollywood group coming in to help us out. So we don't have 200, but we have probably about 70 people participating.
Wait, so is this the Forest of Arden or is it the Ixarc Park? I mean,
no. We have brought the Forest of Arden to life.
All right.
On the Dickerson Theater.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So usually part of the benefits from a production standpoint of Shakespeare is it's all public domain. So you don't have to pay anyone to do Shakespeare's plays. Did you guys have to, this is a particular adaptation, so did you guys have to pay royalties for this?
Yeah, we are paying royalties for this. Shayna and Laura are getting their cut.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's well worth it. Pay your artists.
It's well worth it because it is really, it's a wonderful adaptation. I'm in the show. Not only am I
as well as you should be.
Not only a music director, but I decided I can do Shakespeare. So I am playing Duke Senior in the show.
All right.
Yes, I am the Duke ruling Arden.
Yeah.
Ardenites.
Is this your first time with the Bard?
It is.
How is it?
Yeah.
I'm doing okay. And it's it's a small part,
but
so I figured I can memorize this.
But I know a lot of people who are afraid of Shakespeare and then finally do it. Once they do it, they become really attached to it. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're finding?
I don't know if I would go that far. I'm a musical theater person, so if I can find more musical adaptations of Shakespeare, I'm all in.
Gotcha.
Well, you can always create your own.
That's very true.
Yes.
Yes. the words are already there, so that's half the battle.
There you go.
We know the lyrics will hold up.
There you go.
We gotta pay some bills.
Just one or two.
Just lights, really.
Do we have enough to pay two?
I don't know. We'll be back with Shelly Cole, though.
Put some on it.
Put it on layaway. We'll be fine. This is Homegrown. Drop!
This is Adam Nemet, and you're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art on 94.7 WPVC, the I got cocky. On 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
36 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown.
And where have you been?
Where have you been? 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Shelly Cole in the house, talking about As You Like It, pop folk style.
Pop folk style. You're so crazy.
Going down the V.L. Dickinson building. November 29th through December.
So how are you guys doing the music? Is it all live or is it a mixture?
Yes. So anybody who's done or seen theater in Charlottesville has probably experienced Jim Niederberger.
Yeah, yeah.
He's playing the keyboard for us. Tara Scott's on keyboard.
Oh, nice.
And we've got drums coming in and guitar and upright bass. And then we've got the drummers coming mm-hmm. in for the belly dancers mm-hmm. and the African
awesome.
Dancers. Yeah, it's really exciting.
Cool. Yeah,
gets into your bones and your
muscle. Yeah.
It really gets in there.
Anytime I do a musical, I always want a live band. Like, yeah. it's as much live as possible. Right? It just changes it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes performing to recorded tracks can get really stale and and it doesn't leave you any room to like play within it.
Yeah, it's like I could have been home.
Although much love to our friends who are doing Sweeney Todd to recorded tracks over in Waynesboro right now.
Okay. You didn't make that awkward at all.
No, not at all. I didn't make that awkward or weird.
We're just saying it's a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
You know.
Sometimes it's a necessary choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It gets expensive.
It gets very expensive.
We're all on a budget in this town. Luckily, mm-hmm. at the PVCC, we're able to do some live music.
How long was the rehearsal process for this?
So we started in early September, and we're bound by the school year being at PVCC. Mm. So we actually had auditions like the second week of classes. Mm-hmm. So young adults are still trying to get there.
Let's be truthful.
They're still in diapers for the new school year and whatnot, and we just, you know, dive right in.
That's good.
How's been the blend? How has the blend worked between the PVCC students and the community members?
It's beautiful. We always have a mix of students and community members, and it's really nice when we have community members that have got some experience so that they can bring that to the students. And we actually were also able to take some of them over to Blackfriars to see a production of As You Like It.
Oh, good.
So it was, some of them had never been there before. Some of them had never seen Shakespeare before. Mm. So it was a really exciting opportunity for them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Anytime we can get more people loving Shakespeare.
Absolutely.
I'm down.
Absolutely.
You never took me to no plays.
Hmm?
You never took me to no plays when you've directed me in shows.
You want me to take you to a play?
I'm just saying.
You gave me Metamucil and a pill box today, and you want me to take
you know how much that Metamucil costs?
I know how much it's going to cost you after the show.
Shelly, I just want to say that I've always loved you, and I've always appreciated you in my life.
Yes.
Leslie's going to beat the snot.
I didn't get any Metamucil. I got nothing.
You know what? You want it, Shelly.
You don't even have water for me here this morning.
Hey, there's a whole new marketing campaign. They're trying to get the kids into Metamucil.
Oh, really?
It's just not for old folks.
So Brad is directing, right?
Yeah, Brad Stoller is directing.
Brad Stoller is directing.
This is the fourth show we've done together.
He, of course, has a long history in dance. Is there does he bring it to this? Is there a significant dance component?
There's not a significant dance component to this. There's some. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, there's a hootenanny. So we have some do-si-do going on there in the hootenanny.
Somebody's taking care of baby owls. Is that
I'm getting paid every time I say hootenanny. I get $5.
Cha-ching! that's how you get them royalties back, is my hootenanny plug. No, but I've always heard about Brad Stoller, and he feels like somebody I should know in the community,
you
and
should.
I've never
he's
met.
Very
he's
very
talented person.
Very talented fellow.
Yes. Mm.
And he, of course, runs the theater department up there at PVC. And it's done quite a bit of Shakespeare, actually. Last year, when we were doing West Side Story, the other semester he had them doing Romeo and Juliet so that the students could experience, mm-hmm. you know, the original mm-hmm. language of the bard. And mm-hmm. then what it came to in the 60s with Bernstein and Sondheim.
And what's the reaction of the students to Shakespeare? How many of them are familiar? How many of them are hitting Shakespeare for the first time?
I'd say it's probably about half and half. We have some folks that maybe haven't done a lot of Shakespeare, but they're very well aware of him mm-hmm. and really brought a lot to it just from the get-go. You know,
good.
They knew the language, they knew the cadence of Shakespeare. And then we have other students that it's brand new to them, and it's a very different kind of theater
mm-hmm.
for them.
Yeah.
And so we're, you know, we're exploring what some of the language means. We have the translator on our iPhones so that we can go, and some of those is like, What are we really trying to say?
Shout out
to
Spark Notes and everything that they do for us.
Right.
Yes. That's the No Fear Shakespeare. That's what
No Fear Shakespeare.
Yeah, baby.
Exactly. Oh, can't tell you how much I've used that.
So, we got to wrap up. Any shout outs you want to give? Anything else that you want to express about the show? What do you want people coming away seeing it? What's the capital of Zaire? Go.
Okay, that's that was seven questions this time.
I'm going to have to leave a few of those out. So I would say this is a really wonderful opportunity for those people that are a little bit intimidated by Shakespeare. This is such a beautiful adaptation. It uses some of the language and flow of Shakespeare, but it's also very understandable. Mm-hmm. The music is wonderful. I'm a music person. I grew up in musical theater. And when I leave the theater, I want to go away humming. Mm. And there's this whole collection of beautiful music here that you can walk out of the theater and be humming. And it's going to get stuck in your head. And you're going to love it. You're going to have to go out and buy the album. And it's just a really wonderful show. I hope you all come out and see it and support your community.
And just to help you out, Zaire is now, of course, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Its capital is Boma.
Thank you, Clinton.
Thank you, Clinton.
Thank you, Clinton. I'm going to get.
It's true. They did. They did change it up. They did change it up.
Right. Yes.
Why didn't you know the capital of Zaire?
Right.
And
Alex Swimsey. Yes. Exactly.
Call back to age. That's how old I am. Because when I was growing up, there was a world map, and it was Zaire.
You're right.
We'd like to thank Ty Cooper.
I got a rant.
You got a rant?
I got a rant.
Oh, I'm not used to the rant.
And thank Shelly.
Shelly's always beautiful. Thank you.
You're
Shelly.
So welcome. Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Thank you so much. And now, Leslie's weekly rant.
Yes. So, art, love, family, friends. These are all the things that make life worth living.
Well,
for me at least. I spent 2 weeks in the UK with my best friend from high school. It was not at all like the movie Girls Trip, but it was just as much fun. There was learning and laughter and food adventures. And then I came home to smiles and hugs and people who missed my presence. And all of that has reiterated something I've known for years. There are people that are sent to you. Some are sent only for a season to teach you lessons you need to learn. There are some that are sent for years to help you cement those lessons and change how you live into them. And then there are those that are there for a lifetime. These are the ones that watch you grow and change and smile with you through your victories, cry with you during your lessons, and who will always be there loving you for who you are. This birthday season for me was life-altering. Some people who I thought would be with me forever left. Others I had to let go of because I had grown beyond their understanding. And in both those situations, there is no malice. In both those situations, I am eternally grateful for the lessons and the laughter. And as I begin my next trip around the sun, there are so many wonderful adventures waiting for me, and I'm so excited for all of them. There will be love. There will be art. There will be family and friends, and I am eternally grateful for what is coming and for what has passed. So this Thanksgiving, I think we need to acknowledge the sacrifice of the people whose land we occupy at this moment. It is important that we never forget that all of this land is stolen, and some of us came here willingly, while some of us were brought here against our will. It is important that we never forget that the fights and struggles that some people believe are in the past are still ongoing. But we are here to make this land better. We are here to learn how to be better and do better than those that came before us. And this Thanksgiving, we need to be grateful for all that we have learned and all that we have yet to learn. So I want everyone to eat their fill and laugh with friends and family. Be a hermit for a minute and rejuvenate. Because after the holiday, there is still work to do. There are still fights to be fought and truths that need to be told. And we must never forget that it will never be politicians that do that work. It will never be the people in power that change things for the better. It will always be a small group of determined and passionate people who work tirelessly to change the face of society. And as artists, we are on the front lines of that. We have the power to change hearts, which will in turn change minds. So we'll take a break, and we will be thankful, and then we'll get back to work. And that's the weekly rant.
She's back!
I love her to death. You better use all that Metamucil. I want to thank Ty Cooper, Francis Coleman, L.K. Schwendig, Shelley Cole. Sunday morning wake-up call is next. I got nothing. I love you, Clinton. I love you, Leslie. I love all y'all. Take it easy, Charlottesville. Starlettsville.
Peace!
Peace!
Opening music on Homegrown is from Spit It Out, Inc. Our event music is by Positive Collective. Right now, this is Bruce Coburn. Any complaints about Homegrown should be dedicated to our attorneys at the fine lisping law firm of Tochterman, Oberman, Munson & Burke, legal services that wrap around you like a thong. Remember to keep your dial on 94.7 WPBC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. See you next week. Peace.
WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.